sing about. There ain't no limitations to your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you.
All right, everyone, welcome back. I'm glad you're with us again. Jamie Grace letting us know it is a beautiful day. And speaking of beautiful days, we have in the house with us now Miss Christine Miller Betts, Lucy Craft Laney Museum. How are you doing?
I am doing great.
Good. Appreciate you coming back. So, I tell you what, we have had some things going on. I know since the last time you and I spoke, there's so much going on with the museum.
And that's what we have got to talk about today, because we have a great deal of wonderful, wonderful experiences that we can share with you.
Okay.
For the rest of the year. And I was looking at my page here and I thought, oh my goodness, we are doing a lot of things.
Which is good, right?
Very good.
Yeah. So when we last talked, I know you all had some upcoming events. They were upcoming then. Mm-hmm. And how did those go?
Okay, we had several. One that was the major one right now that I hope that all of the guests will come and see that exhibit, because it's the World War One exhibition and it's well done. And we had a celebration, a really outstanding celebration. And so that is one that I would like everyone to come and share. Then the next thing that we had the Cedar Grove celebration. And that was in partnership with another group, but that was really cool.
Now, tell us more about that Cedar Grove event.
Grove, I think it's 44 years that they celebrated.
Okay.
And so they went out and they did a lot of programming, and it was very good.
Great. Okay.
And I want to share some basic things that we are doing this year. So I want to get all of them taken in for today.
How much time do we have? 7 minutes.
You're right.
Okay, so we're going to make them short. Okay, I'm going to talk first about the exhibitions that are off-site. We will have, or we do have, an exhibition at the airport, municipal airport, and it has been there for 2 months and probably will be coming out soon. But this exhibition shows how many really outstanding young professionals are doing here. And we also had an exhibit on site at the house. And then we took an exhibit at the municipal airport.
And the municipal airport located?
In Augusta.
On Riceboro Road?
No, the one that's on... the major airport.
Oh, the original airport.
The original. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's where we have it.
Okay.
So we did that particular one for the innovators. And then we'll have another one in January. It represents the civil rights movement. And we also have an exhibit. We'll have an exhibit about the Lucy Craft Laney story at the Georgia Visitor Center that will be there. And then in the library, we will have two doll exhibitions, which we always do at Christmas time. But in November, December, we have African-American doll exhibitions. And this year, we're going to have storytelling, hopefully. I'm trying to get enough information and enough acceptance for us to do storytelling at the library.
Good deal.
For the children.
Yeah. And they love that.
And
let's back up for just a minute, though. Tell us more about this doll exhibition.
Well, it is awesome. I've been doing this for many years. And with all of the things that we do, especially the quilt exhibition, we include the dolls. and we talk about the importance of African American dolls. And we also, this year, will be able to donate some dolls, because when I go to different areas and stores that have dolls and books, they will provide books and toys as well. And so the children will come for storytelling, and some of them will get books. In fact, all of the children that come to the museum that go down to our academy, mm-hmm. they will get a book. And some of the stores are very, very gracious about giving us books for the children.
So, that's wonderful, because one thing about it, we think about bicycles, computers, et cetera, but a lot of children really, really like getting a book.
That's right.
I remember when I was a child,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that either someone was going to give a book, or my mother brought a box. She opened up the box, and in it were these books that my sisters and I can read. We were excited about those books.
And we were, too, when we grew up, and we always got a book. And I was the oldest, and I never forget, my father gave me a Bible, and I still have it in my parents, in my brother's house where he keeps all of that stuff. But that was one of the books that I really treasured. And we hope that, we know, as you just spoke, that the children here are the same. It's no different.
No different.
And last week, a lady came to the museum, and she wanted to see the exhibition, World War I exhibition. And so she went down to the academy, and she was just fascinated by our children's academy. Mm. And I explained to her that we always gave the children a book as they leave. And we also have a coloring book. Even though the children don't go down to the academy, they get a coloring book that we have, and it represents Miss Laney. And as we wrote, as we walked down the stairway, the lady that came to see the academy, she looked around, and then when she looked at the back of the room, she saw the books. And I said, well, the children get a book after they leave, as they leave for the museum. And she was so excited, she got a book or two for her children, and her children weren't even there. So she's going back to New York, and so I gave her some extra resources there. So it was very good.
Well, if you would, Miss Betts, we're almost out of time. Would you remind everyone of your most recent upcoming event, and maybe give some contact info?
Okay. So we will be completing the World War I exhibition, and our next exhibition will be our quilt exhibition, and everyone enjoys the quilt exhibition.
And that'll be when?
And hopefully it will start in October, the 1st of October.
Okay.
So look forward to that.
And so again, the address, phone number?
Lucy Craft Laney Museum, 1116 Phillips Street, Augusta, 30901. Telephone 706-724-3576.
Ms. Betts, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you so much. Everybody, remember, the quilt event is coming up. Keep it marked on your calendars. Till next time.